Thank you and good morning. The city of Eureka must now begin the search for a new city manager following the resignation of Bill Panos on Friday. In the meantime, the city will continue to operate as the council is working on improving economic development and making the city more attractive to visitors. Mike Knight will be the interim city manager, and he spoke about some of the key issues the city is currently facing.
Our council wants us to work on a nice, clean city with a vibrant waterfront and downtown, with a focus on cleaning our streets, a clean street program, and maybe working with the businesses on some of our vacant storefronts.
Knight went on to describe efforts to improve the local economy.
Certainly they want us to reach out to our local businesses and support them and make sure they're aware of our programs, such as our revolving loan fund for small businesses that expand and create jobs.
Panos's last day will be November 15th. Travelers through southern Humboldt County and northern Mendocino County should be aware that State Route 254, the Avenue of the Giants, will be closed this week just south of Hidden Springs Campground. Work crews will be on site to repair two drainage pipes that cross the roadway. Businesses in both Miranda and Myers Flat will remain open, and pedestrians will be able to access Redwood State Park both to the north and south of the road closure. The roadway will be open on the weekends, but there will be no through traffic during the weekdays due to the road work. The work is scheduled to be completed by Friday afternoon. St. Joseph's Hospital announced over the weekend that Jan Burke, a registered nurse with 14 years of experience in maternal health, has been named the director of the hospital's Childbirth Care Center. Burke comes to Eureka from Riverside County, where she was a manager of maternal health and was a hospital-wide house supervisor at the medical center. The Childbirth Care Center at St. Joseph's has the only Level 2 neonatal intensive care unit on the North Coast, which provides special care for premature and sick infants. Humboldt County's chief building officer and the official historian of the County Building Officials Association, Todd Sobolik, was recently honored as that organization's Building Officer of the Year. Sobolik, who spent 29 years with the County of Humboldt, was honored for his significant contributions to the organization and to the profession. Sobolik is the only member of the association from Humboldt County and has previously served as its president. And on Friday, Arcata police arrested 54-year-old Eureka resident Keith Kakugawa at his home, and he was booked into county jail on sexual assault charges. The arrest arose from an investigation by Arcata police, who responded to a report of sexual assault at a residence in Arcata early Friday morning. That led to the identification of Kakugawa as the suspect, and he will face at least four charges, including rape, false imprisonment, and battery. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Restaurant Minute. I'm your host, Dub Daly. Today's question comes to us from Charlie Cole, who writes, "Mr. Daly, I just love Porter Street Barbecue. Everything they cook over the open flame tastes better to me. Why is this?" Well, Mr. Cole, this dates back thousands of years to our cave-dwelling ancestors and the primitive spark that fanned the flames of our group survival. Frankly, Porter Street satisfies our primitive need to huddle into a cave and eat meat together. Pure and simple. So, relish the flavor that survived the test of time at Porter Street Barbecue in Arcata on Samoa Boulevard and at 6th and Broadway, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. Stephen Walker has more.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to buy local campaigns and what effect they have on local economies. Rural communities up and down the north coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon are bolstered by locally owned businesses. Buying local means keeping money circulating through the local economy, as President and CEO of Redwood Capital Bank in Eureka, John Dalby, explains.
I could try and make the argument that I'm going to save X number of dollars because I bought on the internet rather than buying from a local business, but the impact of those additional monies, if I spend them, is not going to be as great.
Dalby also points out that buying local means reinvesting in the community.
And so if dollars are spent locally, and you're talking about ownership of the store, there's not only the money that's spent locally, but if the store ownership is local, then the profits stay here. And those profits then are turned into purchases of goods and services throughout the county.
Buying local is more than a feel-good campaign. It's the foundation of strong economies in our communities.
Thank you, Stephen. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.